Shalom Avrocha, summarizing again, Simon Kuf Lamed Aleph, the secret to the success of Kalal Yisrael under all circumstances. We have two ways of going through life, either empowering ourselves, making ourselves independent operators, self-made man, which basically the forces that run our lives, and that's the way we approach everything in life, is through two primary midas. Gaiva, thinking of my power, my wisdom, and taiva, having a desire for all kind of physical pleasures. And by doing so, that's the way I live my life, and that's my vision of success, to be very powerful and have a lot of wealth and physical pleasures. As we know, Chazal described it as kina taiva v'kovin v'tzimis odom in oilam, that destroys our life, and that's what we see all around us, people that are running after that. A life full of frustration, full of non-achieved fantasies, etc., etc. The right way to live through life is recognize that we are much more powerful than anything that I have within myself. The power I get is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more I connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I become part of His world. And in Mela, I have His tremendous, unlimited power. His tremendous, unlimited greatness. I become part of that. And in Mela, I have Se'ad HaShemaya. And I'm Sameh Bechelki. I'm happy with what I have. And my inspiration is Adarab, to do mitzvahs. And Baruch Hashem, there's an unlimited opportunity for mitzvahs, and every time I have opportunity to do mitzvah, I do it besimcha, because I know this is my way of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is my way to achieve the success, make myself a better person, and be mashpia toiv around my surroundings, to all the Klal Yisrael, to the entire world. And the goodness remains eternally. So that's what David HaMelech is saying. Even though he's the king, that the king could take everything for himself, and he has unlimited power within his kingdom, that he understood that if he does that, he's limiting himself to himself without a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And he's saying, Kodesh Baruch Hu, lo gova libui, lo rama einai, the lev is the source of the desires and taivas. I didn't have elevated taivas just because I'm a king. Lo rama einai, lo yilachta begadulis, and it flows me many. I didn't uplift my eyes, begaiva, to say, oh, I'm so great and I'm so powerful, and with my seichel I can understand things and perceive things all by myself, without a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Dom Melech is saying, I'm the exact opposite, that my whole desire was to put my nefesh Kigomul aleimoy, kigomul olai nafshi. Kigomul aleimoy means a baby who is nursing, he's getting everything from his mother, and that's my, as far as my physical needs, I look at myself as a baby who has his mother, she supplies everything. I have everything from my Kodesh Baruch Hu. I can be sameach bechelki, I can be happy with what I have. I don't have to always look for what I don't have. That's the way a person can go through a life of having a pleasant life in every situation. They appreciate what I do have in b'sameach b'chelki. Kigomul olai nafshi. My nefesh is like that child. It means to say, like that baby, that my nefesh, which has a desire for power, for kovod, I always look at myself as, It's not my power, it's not my kovod. It's kegomul. I always relate to myself as somebody who's being nursed by Kavah Yochal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't take the credit to myself. The credit goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is the way the David Melech went through his life, recognizing, well, my physical needs are taken care of by the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't have to run after more and more physical desires and fantasies, and think that they're my needs. They're not my needs. My needs are taken care of, and I can be happy, sameach b'chelki, with what I have. And as far as my power, and my COVID also, I don't deserve it, because Betzem, everything I have, if my Kosher Po was taking care of everything. And if I have that attitude, then I'm constantly Yachel Yisrael Hashem Me'at Ve'Olam. The only one I have to turn to is HaKadosh Baruch Hu from now and for eternity. Not just when I'm a baby, even when I grow and there's room to think that I am an independent operator, I realize everything's from Hashem. And if we do that, we will have peaceful lives, we'll be happy with what we have, we'll be good to others, there will never be machlekes within the family, out of the family, because it's not a matter of me controlling and my power, but it's a matter of me recognizing everything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and then taking the koyach he gave me and emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu and giving over to others. If we do so, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll have Achtu v'chesed kol yimei chayenu, only goodness in this world and the world to come.